We'll be right back. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. Whoa, Dad. This is the Hound.
Hound you a ho, Dad.
WFMU East Orange with the sound of a little Bo Diddley sound-alike contest to open things up. That was Bo himself of Detour. We heard Richie Valens with the rhythm song. Mac Rebinac with Storm Warning. Curly and the Jades with Boom Sticks. And we opened up with Bill Justice and Bo Diddley. We have a virtual bonanza of entertainment for you here today. Folks, we have our marathon Jerry Lee Lewis birthday tribute. It was his birthday. Turned 53 on Thursday.
We'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll do like three sets, one per hour, and we got a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of Jerry Lee words of wisdom. We have the world debut of the Keith Richards record. We beat out all the other stations on the Brian Wilson, and we beat him out on the Virgin Records, deemed us the ones to debut the Keith Richards record.
Go forth and figure. And I think they'll come up last laugh.
About right after the Vibe Report, we'll do that in the Vom set. And what else do we have here today? We have a new feature in the show. We're going to give out our first weekly Caveman in a Spaceship Award a little bit later. Mm-hmm. We got Il Bruce Mellencamp, our color commentator.
Howdy, folks.
Lauren on the Hollywood beat. Andy the bartender, Denois, working hard at the news desk. Now he's actually talking trash out there, but
yeah, well,
he's thinking about the news desk.
Surprise guests, celebrity cameo, impromptu appearances, all manner of evil things.
State of the Vibe Report at 4:30, we hope.
Today is the first day of October, and you know what that means.
It means we rock.
Yes, and it's gun cleaning day. So, folks, as you're listening to the show today, you know, rather than just drinking coffee and watching the baseball game with the sound off, get out your guns and clean them, okay?
Right, and be careful when you're cleaning them. Don't aim it at your face.
Never point it at anything. You wouldn't be perfectly willing to see that shell pass right through.
Correcto mundo. Anyways, we're going to kick back into some more music and come back with a little, the usual junk. What up with Mad Dog Sheffield?
Mad Dog! Mad Dog! Oh! Mad Dog! Mad Dog! Mad Dog! Mad Dog coming down your way. Well, now I'm foaming at the mall, baby, can't you see? I feel like jumping, won't you jump with me? I got a $20 bill and a diamond chain. Mad, mad dog, baby, is my name. Mad dog coming down your way. Well, I'm with two ton Tilly, a glamour girl. A big fat feet keeper on the swell. Two tons of tissue with something to spare. The mad, mad dog takes her everywhere. Mad dog coming down the way. And some beat-up shoes. Holes in my pocket, trying to lose these clothes. A little skinny man, she's in this too. She feel like jumping like the mad dog. Mad dog coming down the way. Well, now I muzzle a thunder, rides a lightning to see. No one on earth will wanna mess with me. Fancy on my feet, do any dance I can. This is the bad, mad dog that's rolling through your land. Mad dog coming down.
I wanna do it now. Will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
A black time, a black time. A black time.
Well, now early in the morning, about the break of day.
Back in the States.
You know, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange with the sound of Obadiah Young Jesse. And that's an alternate take of Hit, Get, and Split, his finest moment. The Jaguars with Black Diamond, the Castletones at the Hot Dog Stand. Frankie Preston and the Beachcombers with I Want to Do It. We open up with Mad Dog Sheffield and Mad Dog. Woohoo! Anyways, getting on to things. Coming up in a little later in the show, we got Jerry Lee Lewis's birthday tribute, the world debut of the new Keith Richards record, the world debut of the new Stooges bootleg, a State of the Bomb report.
What else?
Stooges bootleg is better.
Than what? The State of the Vibe report?
Than the Keith Richards record.
Yeah, well.
And the Caveman in a Spaceship our new weekly feature will be giving out the Caveman in a Spaceship Award for
Achievement in
the arts and crime and or crime. But right now, it looks like we have some news. From the Elvis desk, as always, Elvis update. Ed Leek, the Florida man who says he has the single copy of Elvis Presley's first recording, My Happiness, back with That's When Your Heartaches Begin, sung in 1953, tells Goldmine magazine he's had an offer for $500,000 for it.
Wow.
He's also heard from RCA, which he says wants to release it. He'd prefer RCA, he says, because the king felt RCA treated him well.
Well, the colonel felt that way, that's
for
sure.
It's been a slow news week for Elvis. It's like he's dead or something.
Flog his credit card thing a little more, I suppose.
Well, we do have the phone number. If you want an Elvis Presley Master Charge card, on Graceland Stationery, the Elvis Presley MasterCard fact sheet. This is from Laura on the Hollywood beat here. Description, the Elvis Presley MasterCard issued by Leader Federal, a Memphis-based financial institution, is a new affinity credit card, the first personality card. It is designed to benefit the musical and charitable causes supported by the legendary artist.
Tom Parker Memorial Book Fund? Is that
there's a background
fund?
Blurb here. For most Americans, Elvis has come to epitomize the nation's unforgettable era of rock and roll. This is badly written. The Elvis Presley MasterCard is for those who appreciate the music of the 50s and 60s and or wish to contribute to the causes which Elvis supported. To order applications for the first edition Elvis Presley MasterCard, a colorful card depicting a youthful Elvis Presley playing his guitar in front of a Wurlitzer jukebox, can be called by obtaining toll-free 1-800-562-7111. That number again. Area code 800-562-7111 for your Elvis Presley MasterCard.
And that news item is courtesy of Deirdre from Spin.
Oh, that's from Deirdre from Spin.
Yeah.
Is that your
name? We don't want nobody losing no jobs.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Also in the news today. That's Andy the bartender who wouldn't extend a credit line to Nick Nolte, and for that reason we salute you, Andy. This is a good one. Pete Hamill's column on Monday. We don't really want to say anything about the debate. It was like two one-legged Indians in an ass-kicking contest. But nobody mentioned Jerome Brenter at the Great Debate Monday night, nor did anybody mention Florian Geldou or any of these other fascist or Nazi sympathizers who were happily working for the election of George Bush until someone blew the whistle. All were forced to resign from the Coalition of American Nationalities. We'll turn on the echo from that. Here's some background on these guys. If you consider Florian Geldou a Romanian Orthodox priest who was an honorary national chairman of Romanians for Bush, according to a report by the Political Research Associates of Cambridge, Mass., Geldou was a close associate and defender of Valerian Trefa, the notorious anti-Semitic Roman archbishop who helped direct the programs in Budapest in 1941. This fine Christian gentleman who did some killing there, members of the fascist Iron Guard.
God told him to.
From his base on West 89th Street, Geldou defended Trefa even after the old fascist was exposed by the Justice Department. The archbishop was finally deported to Portugal in 1984, where he died a death more peaceful than the victims of the Iron Guard. And this guy Brenter is another class act. A Cleveland travel agent, he admits he helped hundreds of Nazis get into the United States after the war. He is not ashamed of this. He said that while he was working for the International Refugee Organization in Schweinfurt and Hanau in 1949-1950, he helped everyone who applied, whether he was from the Waffen-SS or in the Wehrmacht, yeah. Brenter is also the Cleveland president of the St. Raphael Society, the Roman chapter of this outfit, headed by a German priest named Anton Weber, helped Adolf Eichmann escape to South America.
Yep.
A Croatian-American Breton who assisted members of the pro-Nazi Croatian Ustashi followers of the blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Anyway, they helped expedite the mass murder of 500,000 Serbs, Gypsies, and Jews. These are the guys working for Bush, folks. Or were.
Well, were.
Were until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they got on that furlough program. I don't know.
So that's our comment on the political scene today. Anyway, James Brown is back in the news, and he's really pushing hard for the Hounds Media
Mister,
Star of the Year Award.
Mister, please, please, please don't hurt me. White Gelignite.
He's really losing it in a big way. James Brown seized in car chase. Soul singer James Brown faces 11 charges, including assault and battery with intent to kill.
Intent to kill a car?
After leading police on a wild chase from near Augusta, Georgia, into South Carolina and back to Georgia. The 55-year-old Brown, known to his fans as the Godfather of Soul, was free yesterday. This was actually Tuesday.
It's the Godfather parole.
Free
man.
Tuesday after posting bail of $25,298 in bonds in two states. The half-hour chase ended after police shot out the tires of Brown's pickup truck. He drove 6 miles on the rims before winding up in a ditch. The incident began when Brown allegedly walked into an insurance seminar Saturday. I know how I feel when I get to go to those insurance seminars.
Yeah, no, they creep me out.
With a shotgun and a pistol, ordered everyone to leave and escorted some women outside to lock the restrooms. Brown mumbled through a microphone and wanted to know who was using his restrooms, a deputy said. Brown has an office in the building. His wife, Adriana, said the singer is on medication for jaw surgery. He's in pain. He's not in his right mind.
I think he needs medication for stupidity, possibly.
He drove 6 miles on his front rims. He was charged in South Carolina with 2 counts of assault and battery with intent to kill, failure to stop for blue lights and sirens, and driving under the influence. He was charged in Georgia's Richmond County with weapons, assault, and traffic charges. Woo! The hardest working man in show business, ladies
and
gentlemen.
He's working really hard on the weekends, too, man. That's insane.
He does it all for our entertainment.
That's true.
Do one more. Here, you can do the tit story. Boob story, pardon me.
Oops. Fast curves. This is obviously from a page six.
Il Bruce.
Sweaters really are in italics getting tighter. Not only are more and more women having breast implants installed, the implants themselves are getting bigger. Quote, the preferred cup size had been B, but now almost all of my patients want a C. Even models want bigger implants, end quote, said Dr. Stephen Herman, who performs about 350 breast implant operations a year. How many is that a day?
He's the second hardest working
man
in show business.
There you go. Quote, I now use implants of 280 grams, 9.5 ounces, for models, compared with 120 to 140 grams in the past, he added. Well, as Radio Hound's official breast editor, I think that's very interesting news.
Can you do it at home?
I don't know.
Don't try this
in terms of scar tissue.
Don't try this at home, folks.
Yeah. No, a Ziploc full of Jell-O gelatin is not going to cut it.
Anyway, Il Bruce, you're headed for Deutschland.
Yeah, uber alles.
Next week you'll be playing at a rock fest in where? What city?
Well, to paraphrase Sleepy LaBeef, if any of you all are in Berlin next week, you can see me and the A-Bones at some place in Berlin. I don't know, it's like some independent records festival or something.
I understand Aleni Riefenstahl will be filming this for her new film, Triumph of the Ill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Leni. Triumph of the Bill.
Lenny, whatever her name was.
Mm-hmm. Leaky.
So Il Bruce won't be here next week. He'll be over there.
I'll be in Germany. Poor me.
Do a call-in.
Yeah, you can do a call-in.
Only if it's collect.
On their bill. Things to announce. The Empire State Soul Club tonight at 622 Broadway at Houston Street. Lazy Lester again Monday at the Lone Star. The Everly Brothers Tuesday at the Westbury Music Fair. They added a fourth Dylan show October 16th. Tickets are on sale now.
The Westbury Music Fair thing is kind of weird. You might want to bring Dramamine if you're going to drive out there and check them out, because they have a slowly revolving stage that after a while is sort of like, a bad boat trip.
You get to see them from every angle.
Yep, they just around and around, then back again. The thing just sort of clutches.
One more announcement. Rose Maddox is in poor health and out of insurance money.
Radio Hound cartoonist listener dude Jim Ryan has reported that.
He reported that? Thank you, Jim. And Rose Maddox, one of the greatest rock and roll singers and country singers in history. She's very sick. If you want to send her some money, get your pen. Root Box 1091, Delano, California. That's Root Box 1091, Delano, D-E-L-A-N-O, California, 93215. That's care of Fred Maddox.
All you Spin and Rolling Stone listeners, I know you're going to spell Root, R-O-O-T, because of that rock thing, but it's R-T. It's like Mayberry R-F-D kind
of
deal.
R-T period will do for you retards. Anyway, it was Jerry Lee Lewis's 53rd birthday on Thursday, and him being like one of my favorite people in the history of music, we put together a tribute. I got Jerry Lee's horoscope for the year for his birthday, September 29th. This is from the voice of doom, Patrick Walker. You post readers will recognize the name.
Mr. Big Help. Yeah.
Right. Okay, Jerry Lee, where do you really want to be and with whom? Old ties cannot be ignored, but someone who operates in a totally different circle or setting also has a lot to offer through his or her experience,
Sonny Bono,
strength,
perhaps?
And breadth of vision. Maybe Ike Turner.
Sonny Bono.
Of vision. Anybody got any favorite Jerry Lee stories? I got a good one. This girl comes up to Jerry Lee and she's kind of cooing all over him and says, "Ooh, Jerry Lee, you smell so good. What do you have on?" And he said, "I got a hard on, but I don't know you can smell it."
Yeah.
He's got a very sharp wit.
Can you say that on the radio?
You can't.
We just did.
Okay.
No, we know that you can't say the seven words you can't say, and that wasn't one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
we've got a good Jerry Lee, how he stands up at 52. How old is he? 51?
53.
I like that toilet brush thing.
Jerry Lee is 53. Anyway, so we got this tribute all planned out. Got some spoken word stuff in there, too. A little
squawking, rocking.
Yeah. And let's hit it with the killer. Happy birthday, Jerry.
Yeah.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane.
Eat a while and gag a while. I do like to eat it.
I hope you ain't putting that on tape. Boy. Stone!
Shit. I give up the shit. You ready to cut it? You ready to cut the great balls of fire?
What am I going to eat?
I would like to eat a little pussy if I had some.
Woo!
Looks about my dog. You're taking that down on tape, ain't you? Good. Ready?
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. It's gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss the face. Feels good. Oh, I want to love you like I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Wanna tell the world that you're mine. I choose my nail and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but the show is fun. Come on, baby, that drives me crazy. It's just got the balls of fire. Oh, kisses me, baby. Love you like I love the ship. You're fine, so kind. Wanna tell the world that you're mine. I choose my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but I'm sure it's fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
E-L-L.
Great God, a mighty great
ball of fire. That's right. Oh, it says, make merry with the joy of God only. But when it comes to worldly music, rock and roll,
rock it out,
anything like that, you have brought yourself into the world, and you're in the world, and you hadn't come from out of the world, and you're still a sinner. And then you're a sinner, and unless you be saved and born again, and be made as a little child, and walk before God and be holy. And brother, I mean, you got to be so pure. No sin shall enter there. No sin. For it says no sin. It don't say just a little bit. It says no sin shall enter there. Brother, not one little bit. You got to walk and talk with God to go there. You got to be so good in this building. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
Hallelujah.
All right.
You're right.
Now look, Jerry. Religious conviction doesn't mean anything resembling extremism. All right. You mean to tell me that you're going to take the Bible, that you're going to take God's Word, and that you're going to revolutionize the whole universe? Now listen, Jesus Christ was sent here by God Almighty.
Right.
Did he convict? Did he save all of the people in the world?
No, but he tried to.
He sure did. Now, wait just a minute. Jesus Christ came into this world. He tolerated men. He didn't preach from one pulpit. He went around and did good.
That's right.
He preached everywhere. He preached
everywhere.
All over the land.
That's right.
He preached on the water.
Right.
Now,
and then he done everything.
Now,
he healed.
Now, here's the difference.
Are you following those that heal? Dr. Jesus Christ did?
Well,
it's happening every day.
What do you mean?
Well, get your hands off of it. It don't belong to you. Bella, get your hands off of it. Don't belong to me. Hey, I wouldn't give you none of it, and I don't care what you do. Go, man. Get your hands off of it. Well, I got it on my finger, and I got it in the heart. Talking about a birthday cake. Get your hands off of it, don't belong. Yeah. I really give you none of it, and I don't care what you do. Well, what are you gonna do with this thing?
I don't know. Maybe I'll find a bar and play it.
Well, that'd be the only way you can play it.
Everywhere. He preached
everywhere.
On the land.
That's right.
He preached on the water.
Right.
Now, he done everything.
Now,
he healed.
Now, here's the difference.
Are you following those that heal? Dr. Jesus Christ did?
Well, it's happening every day.
What do you mean?
The blinded eyes are open.
Jerry.
The lame are made to walk.
Jesus Christ.
The cripple are made
Jesus
to walk.
Jesus Christ, in my opinion, is just as real today as it was when he came into this world.
Right. You're so right. You don't know
what to do. I would say more, sir. Because you see, no, we'll
sell.
What, you in a minute? We're going to
sell right.
But look. Now listen, I'm telling you out of my heart, and I have studied the Bible a little bit.
Well, I've studied it through and through and through.
But listen, Jerry,
I know
what when you think that you can't do good, you're rock and roll exposed.
You can do good, Mr. Phillips, don't get me wrong.
Wait a minute, I say do good.
You can have a kind heart.
I don't mean.
You can help people.
You can say so.
No.
Yes, you never make it.
How can the devil save souls?
Devil ain't no saver.
What are you talking about?
Devil ain't
man, I got the devil in me. If I didn't, hell, I'd be a Christian.
Big legged woman, keep your dresses down. You got something, baby. Better make a bulldog of a hound. Big legged mama. You got something up under there, and make me wanna lay you down. Little baby, now. She rolled her belly like she rolled her biscuit dough. She lay down so easy, did you gotta have a more baby. Don't
don't stop me now, Mama. You got something, baby. Like a bulldog of a hound. Something talking about a bed in my bottom dollar. There ain't a cherry in this house, baby. Mama, keep your dresses down. But when I start drilling on you, baby, you're gonna lose your nightgown.
Jesus, heal this man. He cast the devil out. The devil says, where can I go? He says, can I go into this swine? He said, they're going to. Didn't they go into?
Jerry, the point I'm trying to make is, if you believe what you're seeing, you've got no alternative whatsoever.
Mr. Philip, I don't care. It ain't what you believe. It's what's written in the Bible.
Well, wait a minute.
Mr.
Philip. No, no.
It ain't what you believe, it's just what's there.
No, by gosh, if it's not what you believe, then how do you interpret the Bible?
Well,
huh? How do you interpret the Bible if it's not what you believe?
Well, I'm with only.
Well, I mean, there's some people you can't tell them because they know that's
good.
No, you've got to make Christians.
You can talk.
Now, here's the thing.
Shake, baby, shake, baby, shake. Until your mammy and your papa get home. Shake, baby, shake. I love you.
Sexy ways. Oh, wait a minute, yeah. Man, I done said sexy ways, you know.
Feel the baby, shake, baby, shake, baby, shake. Let me roll.
Come on, baby.
Clear,
baby. Come on, baby. I love your cool, cool way. Look at here.
He got a chicken to the lid and do the red and diggy go. Who's up a shot? Back to the shade. Yeah, back to the shade. Take it, shade. I love you. Look at you now. Look at you now. Well, let's go. Up beside the back of me. All around. I love your cool, cool ways. I love your cool, cool ways.
Honey, I'm digging your cool, cool ways. Look at here.
We take you now to the Municipal Airport in Memphis, Tennessee, where rock and roll singer Jerry Lee Lewis and his new bride have just arrived from a tour of the British Isles. Our on-the-spot announcer has just notified us that Mr. Lewis has consented to an interview. Come in, Edward R. Edward.
This is Edward R. Edward at the Municipal Airport in Memphis, Tennessee. Mr. Lewis, I'd like to ask you this question. How do you feel about being back home?
Ooh, feels good.
Well, Jerry, what did you say when the news of your marriage broke over in London?
The news is out all over town.
Well, how did you manage to get your marriage license with your wife being so young?
I told a little lie.
Well, Jerry Lee, where did you meet your charming wife?
Loving at the high school bar.
How did you propose to your wife?
Open up a honey, it's a little boy me that's knocking.
Mr. Lewis, I see you have your attractive bride with you. Would you like to tell the audience something about her?
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about the whole situation?
I'm feeling sorry.
Jerry, this question, do you think women find you attractive?
Well, I ain't bragging. It's understood.
What did you say when the London critics voiced their opinion of your show?
I know that I should leave.
Well, Jerry, here's a question rather important to our audience. Were the conservative Britons very shaken over your behavior?
Whole lot of shaking going on.
What did Queen Elizabeth say about you?
Goodness gracious, this is great. Balls of fire.
Well, Jerry, what was your reply to the London critics?
Don't be cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lee's manager has just stepped off the plane. Let's see if he'll make a statement. Say, sir, could you come over to our microphone? Say, sir, yeah, thank you. How do you feel about the publicity Jerry Lee has been getting?
I believe in the world.
Well, Jerry, we'd like to wind up our little interview here, and we'd say thanks to you for taking your time. And one more final question, though. How has the whole situation left you, Jerry Lee Lewis, feeling?
Breathless.
In the jungle.
Whoa, Dad. This is the Hound. This is WFMU, East Orange. Happy birthday, Jerry Lee Lewis, the original caveman in a spaceship. That's part one. We got two more parts of that tribute. We heard End of the Road, The Return of Jerry Lee, Sexy Ways, Big
what
Legged Woman.
Was Dickie Goodman Records?
No, it was actually Sun put that together. Big Legged Woman, keep your hands off it, and Great Balls of Fire, and Having Fun in the Studio with Jerry Lee and Sam Phillips spliced in. Yes.
And I guess Jimmy Van Eaton, like, wanting to get things started in the background.
Let's go. Right. And that was some words of wisdom there from The Killer. Anyways, what else is going on here? Tomorrow night on, this is pretty fairly interesting, on the live music faucet, Drip Drip, Mick Hill's guest will be Barbara Gogan, plus
who?
Mo's Right, a sword swallower and fire eater. Nick knows the key to good radio. Sword swallowing, fire eating.
No, Hound, you know the key to good radio.
That was good.
You, more than anything.
Folks, again, I'm going to have to ask you to picture something that you couldn't have possibly seen by staring at your radio.
Right. What it was the CD player, which I hate here, it threw this thing back at me.
Pertaining to things falling from the sky, as they often do during Radio Hound shows.
Yeah. That goldfish coming
back. We did manage to uncue the next record.
The restless ghost of Dennis Wilson showing his ugly puss around the place again.
Oh. You think that's who it is?
Yeah, it's usually who it is.
Anyway, we got some more news.
Tinseltown news.
You want to read one there, Bruce?
Oh, yeah, what do you got there?
Gun expert here.
Ooh, Ward packs firepower on walks. Yeah, I read this. Police Commissioner Benjamin Ward said yesterday he packs a pistol and, quote, sometimes a machine gun, end quote, when he goes out walking. Well, there's, you know,
not
there's
a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, but it's kind of strange for the Commissioner of Police to be saying. Well, anyway, it's nice of him to admit.
He's the only one who's allowed to carry a machine gun.
Ward disclosed his practice while talking about his walking program and diet in the opening of the Cardiovascular Fitness Center at police headquarters.
And a one, and a two, and a one, and a
two. Well, I tell you, it's like when you go to a restaurant. Like I say, if you worked in a restaurant, you would never eat in one because you know how filthy it is.
Yeah.
Well, being the chief of police, he knows how inept the police department is, and he carries a machine gun when he goes for a...
Protection starts in the home.
Pack of cigarettes
in the sock.
Daily News.
There was a follow-up to this actually a day or two later where he was suspected of having one of those plastic guns that doesn't go through...
Well, they made those 9mm legal to carry this week.
Yeah, well, that's because he had one.
Right.
But of course.
Ben Ward, your 9mm pistol and your machine gun, don't leave home without
clip.
It.
There you go.
17
I think he's got one of those platinum ones.
Mitch Green busted again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Surprise,
surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Mitch Green and James Brown. How's that? Get Don King on the phone.
Yeah.
Heavyweight boxer Mitch Blood Green, arrested last week after a round of street corner hysteria with Mike Tyson, got a rematch with the police over the weekend and lost. Green, 31, was charged with disorderly conduct Wednesday after a violent outburst on a Harlem street. Spent Saturday night in jail after allegedly slugging his girlfriend, police said. Before he was locked up, the troubled boxer was taken to an unnamed Manhattan hospital for psychiatric observation.
He's quoted as saying, bitch, be cool.
Yeah, his girlfriend, Gadsden Ballaris, 32, of 107 East 126th Street, if you want to send some flowers, told cops Green hit her and caused her pains in the chest and arms, said Sergeant Maurice Howard.
Heartache.
Police arrested Green at 125th and 2nd Avenue at 11:14 Saturday night on a complaint from Ballaris, who said she is the mother of Green's child. It took a 50,000-volt dart from a police stun gun to subdue the 6'5" heavyweight.
Does Ben Ward carry one of those?
Yes, he pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct charges and is now roaming the streets of Manhattan again.
With a huge black and blue mark where the needle stuck him.
Yeah. Oh, one more news story. Federal porn fighter suspended, accused of asking a colleague to destroy memo. The Justice
asking
Department...
Asking a colleague to destroy...
Don't you love that crazy Justice Department?
Yeah.
Colleagues.
The Justice Department's top pornography prosecutor, whose promotion by then-Attorney General Edwin Meese III was bitterly protested by some of his colleagues, has been suspended and is under investigation by an internal ethics unit for asking another prosecutor to destroy an internal memorandum. R. Robert Showers, head of the National Obscenity Enforcement Unit. Why do we have a National Obscenity Enforcement Unit? Do we need such a thing, folks?
I don't know. I think it started in the Garden of Eden.
Right. He was placed on an administrative leave with pay on Friday, sources say, because he allegedly asked the colleague to destroy a memo detailing prosecution strategy in a pending case against the Connecticut distributor of allegedly obscene magazines and videos.
The question is not why do we have pornography enforcement, whatever that thing is, but why do we have a First
National
Amendment?
National Obscenity Enforcement.
Why the hell do we have a First Amendment? Why are we kidding ourselves? What the hell's going on here?
Sue each other.
Yeah.
Why don't I have a machine gun? There's a more important question.
The Meese Commission Report. That's what these people are responsible for.
One.
You know, I tell you, folks, anybody wants to make some quick money, here's a good thing to do while Reagan is still in office, and considering Bush probably might win the presidency, just get some credentials together and say you want to go out and make a study about pornography and tell them you're anti-porn and just write some horrible stuff about how you think it's violating women's rights.
And
blah,
make
blah,
up
blah.
A bunch of credentials like
yeah.
other people.
I mean, if you come out at that point, they'll give you enough money to go research it. You can spend the next 2 years on 42nd Street putting quarters in slots and avoiding real work.
Buying rags about, like, you know, rubberware and stuff like that and not having to work.
Yep. Anyway, coming up a little later in the show, we have the date, actually about right after the Vibe report at 4:30 we're going to play, we got the brand new Keith Richard record, world exclusive.
BFD.
We have our Caveman in a Spaceship first award, yeah. The Vibe report, and two more segments of the Jerry Lee Lewis tribute.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to the killer. And maybe we should just call those segments Geraldo Rivera Marked for Death. See, most people have forgiven that little
Jerry tweet. Rivers.
I have not forgiven Jerry Rivers, alias Geraldo Rivera, who tried to frame a murder rap on Jerry Lee. Just a methadone overdose. That's how his wife died. That's not his style. Had Jerry Lee killed his wife, there'd be 27 bullet holes in the body.
Yeah, she would have been in pieces.
Yes.
There would have been just been like recognizable clumps of hair. You know, it would have been for forensics to figure out.
God.
One more round of announcements here. The Empire State Soul Club, 622 Broadway, tonight. Lazy Lester, again this Monday at the Lone Star. The Everly Brothers at the Westbury Music Fair Tuesday. They put on a great live show.
In nausea vision.
Yeah, but they do put on a good show. Sun Seals at the Village Gate tonight, and they added a fourth Dylan show, and he's playing with just a trio, and it's
doing old
cool.
songs.
Yep, doing good songs with a, you know, reasonable band. That's at the Radio City Music Hall. Tickets are on sale now for Sunday, the 16th of October. The other three shows are sold out.
I will be in Berlin.
Anyway, Il Bruce will be in Berlin. Il Bruce uber alles.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, play some more music.
Let's
see if this record got destroyed while when that thing came flying off the top there. We'll try it. This is the Midnights. Not the Midnighters, the Midnights. Oh, that button doesn't work anyway, so we don't know. Scratchy record time.
This is Mad Daddy Giggle on my final show. But don't tune out, because we're not through yet. We haven't done my alphabet. And here we go. Let's scare them to death. From A to Z, all in one big breath. Aviating, bobblating, crassivating, dancipating, elevating, fanigating, groovigating, hooperating, idolating, giggleating, Kool-Aid-a-pating, lollipop-a-rating, motating, noise-making, hoopla-dooty-vating, pooper-quaking, raking-shaking, taking, ululating, vegulating, wiggleating, x-rating, yo-yo-gating, and zoomerating. Still got breath to say, you're tuned in here on WHK.
Thank you.
tell they did the game about you.
This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
I'm crying. Mercy, mercy, oh.
Mercy, mercy, mercy.
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 Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
about it. I don't even know her.
Yeah. This is now WFMU East Orange. Counting back from the bottom of the deck, that was Dean Stevens and the Jive Tones with Flirty Gertie. The Teenagers, Want You to Be My Girl. It was Frankie Lyman's birthday yesterday, or it would have been, but he died a long time ago. Down dead on his bathroom, on his grandmother's bathroom floor with a needle in his arm. And
B-12.
Right. Ray Wassenaar with Rock That Rhythm, The Midnighters, and I Cried Mercy Mercy. Travis Wammack and Scratchy, and The Midnights with Annie Pulled a Humbug. Anyways, we got more news, guys?
Yeah.
Il Bruce, the color commentator.
Give
us 22 minutes, we'll give you the bidnit.
There you go.
Where
the hell did it go?
You guys are original guys, huh?
Yeah, well, see, Dennis insists on turning these things into little pieces. You know?
I'll do this while you're getting it together. Hickory Dickory Shock, stranger terrorizing kids with horror tales. A mysterious stranger has been terrorizing Long Island children by reciting horror versions of nursery rhymes, police reported.
What a guy.
Here's his description, folks. A white man in his late 20s, 5'10", 140 pounds, takes pictures of kids on the streets near elementary schools in southwest Nassau County.
Dirty blonde hair and bad skin.
Before giving them frightening recitations, one child suffered nightmares after he heard, "Hickory Dickory Doc, it's 3 o'clock, I will kill you tonight." Doesn't rhyme.
Doesn't even rhyme, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, wrong.
God knows what atrocities will happen next.
Some white guy, I guess that's a problem.
How about this? This is a very depressing story. This mother beats a rap for killing her kids. And,
kill her mom.
You know, they said, do you agree? They called it postpartum psychosis.
What?
She murdered her baby.
Post-watching Dolly Parton?
They found her innocent on reasons of insanity because of this postpartum psychosis thing. That was her defense. I mean,
if I
killed my child, I wouldn't even want to be found innocent. I think I would just plead guilty and pray they gave me an electric chair. How could you even want to live with yourself, lady? But they asked these various New York Post readers, do you agree that the killings were due to postpartum psychosis? And this woman here, Jackie Sartorius, 24, a consultant out of Brooklyn. What's going on is hormonally is a whole new experience. She suffered enough.
Jeez. What's her last name again? Because you can write her at her home.
Sartorius.
Yeah. If you all want disagree with that, you want to discuss it with the woman, give her a call.
Now, here's a good answer. This is from Annie Soares, 29, a court reporter from the Bronx. She said, well, this woman murdered two of her kids, right?
Okay.
And she's found innocent because of this postpartum psychosis. This woman said, I could see the first one, but continuing to do it to the second, it's a shame and a sin, too.
Even in areas of venal bad taste.
No, she killed three of her kids.
She tried to kill a third, but she didn't.
Oh, she tried to kill a third. Oh.
Fought back.
Yeah.
Well, gee.
It caught on.
I don't know.
It's a little post-murder psychosis. It must be happening.
Yep.
Deerhound.
Oh, it's Ask Time for Ask the Hound?
Yep.
Oh,
folks, it is time for Ask the Hound.
Okay.
So put on your thinking cap, and here we go. I'm the father of three teenage boys, and I want to make sure that they don't get any young girls into trouble and that they protect themselves against disease. I'm not too comfortable about talking about all this, and I'm wondering how I start. Signed, R.C., as in cola.
Get him a subscription to Sherry magazine.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's how I learned.
Yeah, Club magazine, the Steiner Bureau.
Well, it depends on what they seem more geared towards.
Mm-hmm.
Each skin magazine has its own sort of little audience. It's so kind of fragmented. Like Gallery is for people who write letters about watching other men have sex with their wives.
Yeah.
And
Sherry's
for the ones people like big boobs and
And teenagers like big
Hustlers kids. For people with absolutely no taste at all.
Is this good for growing minds?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
The hell says so. Help. Must be true.
It ain't gonna hurt. Worst thing they're gonna do is go for it.
Grim Reaper Department. Charles Adams, dead at 76, found humor in the macabre. Now, picture, this is a quote from Mrs. Adams discussing the circumstances under which old Chuck died.
His funeral is a good one.
Yeah, well, it will be. Picture this as one of his cartoons, one of those old cartoons in the New Yorker. Mr. Adams' wife, Marilyn, said he had a heart attack Thursday morning in his automobile while it was parked in front of their apartment building. Quote, he's always been a car buff, so it was a nice way to go.
Carbon monoxide's a wonderful
thing. There you go.
He lived as he died in a weird joke.
Charleston, West Virginia, Dateline, vicious cult rumors bedevil small towns' kids. Teenagers with overactive imaginations are to blame for rumors in a small town near here that is a satanic cult, that there is a satanic cult searching for blonde, blue-eyed children for human sacrifice. As the terrifying rumors flowed, 43 children were kept home from elementary school in Sisonville, a town of 200 miles to the northwest of Charleston. This is Hazel Atkins territory, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So those rumors may be true.
Yeah.
The rumors spread into adjacent Putnam County, where the sheriff's department got 50 calls from worried parents. We think a bunch of kids, 13 to 14-year-olds, got a hold of a bunch of books on Satan worship and cults, and they're reading these things and starting rumors. Well, it's not Northport, Long Island, so I wouldn't get too hot under the collar, folks.
Yeah, no, there's nothing to worry about.
That's the perfect lead-in for the Tiny Tim story, really, because of the height and everything. You know?
Shoot.
All right. Poor Tiny Tim. His wife, Miss Vicky, left him, and he's having a hard time replacing her. Radio's Caustic Howard Stern tried to help by featuring Tiny on one of his Friday Dial-A-Date games. Tiny, a cleanliness fanatic, interviewed three willing contestants, mostly about their scrubbing techniques, and selected a winner. The date was set for 7 p.m. at the Cadillac Bar the other night. Tiny was prompt. Other dial-a-dates arrived for a penthouse pet, a female-to-male transsexual, a foot fetishist, a mental patient, and a 23-year-old male virgin. But Tiny was stood up. He got really ticked off, said Howard's producer, Boy Gary. Boy Gary, that's weird. He said, quote, she's not on time, she's not worth a dime. See, he's not black and he can run.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, he's kind of a natural guy.
It's true. Any more news before the Vibe report comes in?
I don't know, more Grim Reaper's greatest hits. Billy Carter went, I guess y'all heard
Billy
about Carter,
that.
Billy Carter, yeah. It's like possibly the only good thing about the Carter White House.
Well, his mother was a huge wrestling fan, and she used to show up at big wrestling events, and this is pre-Cindy Lauper when wrestling was more bearable.
The wrestling and politics connection.
When wrestlers used to bleed.
Yeah. Well, Billy's gone, and he was real cool. I was living near Washington, D.C. during the Carter reign, and he really, as I said, was the only good thing about that administration. The Washington Post, like, loosened up and, like, acknowledged the fact that there was, like, actually people living in states below the Mason-Dixon line. Now he's gone. His beer sure was awful.
He's living in a town in heaven where they still serve Billy beer.
Well, he's living off the 95 in heaven, you know?
Well, we might as well give out our Caveman in a Spaceship Award. We're going to give this out every week, folks, for
conspicuous
excellence in the field of the arts and or crime.
Sublime.
And our
crime.
First winner of this coveted little award, the Caveman in a Spaceship Award, the Reverend John David Terry, age 44, of Nashville. And he's a minister. This is right out of Night of the Hunter, folks. This minister, he was convicted of shooting and killing a church handyman before beheading him and leaving the man's body in a burning church. He's been sentenced to death by electrocution. The jury returned the death sentence against Mr. Terry on Sunday after a brief 13-hour debate and a church service. Mr. Terry admitted killing Matheny, the person he killed, dressed the body in his own clothes, and set the Emmanuel Church of Christ Oneness Pentecostal. That must be wrong.
The church of Jesus without Jesus.
A one-room shack off a small room.
Spastic blinking 3D Jesus. Prosecutor said Mr. Terry wanted to start a new life and leave insurance proceeds to his family. Mr. Terry also admitted to misappropriating more than $30,000 in church money. Okay, here's the gory details, and this is why he gets the award. He cut the guy's head off, part of an arm, patches of his skin with mark that had tattoos on him, and took those body parts over to Lake Barkley and threw them in. Then he burnt the church down over the poor guy's head. Tennessee is not executed.
No, not over his head at all.
No,
over his shoulders.
Shoulders and skinless body.
It doesn't say that here.
Yeah, but he threw the head in the lake, didn't he?
Right. Oh, right, the head was in the lake. Okay.
It's a medal, come on.
Yeah, I get it. Anyway. Tennessee hasn't electrocuted anybody since 1960, so it's if you get a brownout in Tennessee, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Roscoe!
Hold it. This is what he's waiting for.
Waiting for the flipping of the cassette. He's waiting for another clipboard to plunge off the wall and attack somebody.
Acts of God.
Ha!
Okay, now
as if by cue.
Now we go.
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed.
You there, Roscoe?
Yo.
What's going on?
I don't know. I was kind of taking a nap in the green room, and I thought I was having a nightmare. This guy was talking about the Vibe report.
Oh, you mean we just woke you up? Sorry.
Oh, and now Jack Boy just showed me some scary picture of Mick Jagger, Dave Winfield, and Jimmy Rip.
Mick Jagger, Dave Winfield, and Jimmy Rip?
Yeah, and they're not in the After Hours Club.
The,
Where are they? On a street corner?
I hope Dave Winfield doesn't have a guitar in his hand.
No, they're in the... No, he's got both of them in one hand. He's in the locker room.
Well, I don't know about that, Ross.
It's a circle jerk.
This has been a test of the emergency vibe system. Had it been a real vibe, you'd all be stoned.
Anyway, no kidding.
No kidding.
What's up with that? The shortage.
It's the Reagan era.
The shortage is freaking me out.
Shortage of...
marijuana shortage. It's one of the worst pot droughts in 2 years. And Roscoe is not taking it easy.
It's not good. No. It's not good for you.
How are those farmers going to pay their bank loans? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's the only way they can pay their bank loans. But the Reagan administration are paraquatting pot fields in America. Anyway, we got a vibe?
Not really.
No? Again?
I see.
I know I had something funny to say last night, but I forgot all about it. Oh, Jack Boy.
Well, you heard the Keith record. You got to get the sneak preview of the Keith record.
Right. Well, Jack Boy did come back with 200 pounds of bluefish.
Excellent. Excellent.
Full day, half day.
Fish fry at Tiny Pines, folks.
Yeah, broil them up.
One four-man charter.
Yahoo.
No, but Jack sold them all to the pharmacy, so if you're eating the bluefish over there tonight, it's all from Jack.
He sold them all to the pharmacy?
He sold it.
Wow.
Jack's blues.
There's the vibe.
Yeah.
You know.
The blue side of lonesome.
Okay, well, you know, I already heard this Keith Richards record, so anybody out there, guitar player that wants to know, you tune your low A down a whole step and your low E down a whole step.
Right.
And then just start fumbling like an old man, and it might sound something like what you're going to hear.
Okay. Thank you, Roscoe. Yay. You woke the poor guy up.
Vibeless again, ladies and gentlemen.
State of the Vibe Report, folks. So we got this Keith Richard record. We got it before all the other stations got it. They've been playing one cut, but the one I heard that they've been playing on the radio sounds like stink.
That's the one with the video
and all that? This is the one I like the best. We also have the new Stooges bootleg, which is very exciting. You know, Keith Richard, you gotta like the guy. He comes out and he says Bruce Springsteen stinks. But he's got these guys, he's got these high-tech studio guys who are on every record, and it just kind of sounds a little like that. It's got the state-of-the-art drum sound. Listen, folks, it's not December's Children, but it's better than everything else around. It's starting to grow.
So, in honor of Rocktober.
Yeah, in honor of Rocktober.
Moving towards AC/DC.
The world debut of, as they call them in the industry, the Keith record. Oh, see, that button doesn't work. There it goes.
Yeah.
It is, so if you got to go, it's all right. got to stay all night. I am just a poor boy, baby, trying to connect. But I certainly don't want you thinking that I haven't got any respect. So if you got to go, got to stay all night. It ain't that I'm wanting anything you never gave before. It's just that I'll be sleeping soon and it'll be too dark for you to find the door. So if you got to go, it's all right. Stay all night.
while back in the States.
Oh, you got it?
Yep. Yo, oh, what are you guys doing? I'm
running hot.
Yeah, well, no, that's Dan leaning into the microphone.
No, it's also just...
No, that's what it was. Anyway, this is The Hound, WFMU. We do chicken correctly. That's the Keith Richard record, and we got it first. I don't know. Which
big deal, Richard,
you know? Didn't like it.
No, Richard does not give it his stamp.
I like the first, that one cut, the first one. You know, it's
more
kinda,
science. Who needs it?
It sounds exactly like the last Stones record. It is the drummer. I just don't like the other guy plays drums. It's the drummer from Saturday Night. No, from the David Letterman show, and the guitar player from Linda Ronstadt's band. You know,
and we played it.
Yeah, because
it's exclusive, of course.
I've gone
like
every day of the last 17 years playing Stones records. So, you know, hey,
I'm sure he really appreciates it too.
Anyway, doing that nice thing for the record industry and plugging the Keith record. I hope it sells a billion copies because he deserves it. And then we played a bunch of bootlegs. Dylan with You Gotta Go, The Velvet Underground by Request with Move Right In, and The Stooges from the brand new Live at the Whiskey-A-Go-Go record there with I Need Somebody. There's a whole bunch of new Stooges things that I'll tell you what they are so you know, so you don't have to...
Yeah, a little...
Because, I mean, now the Stooges bootlegs are coming out of the woodwork.
The Hound's like Stooges Bootleg Shopper's Guide.
Right.
Part 2.
See, most people listening to the show don't like the Stooges, but those who do, it's important.
Intercourse.
It's important to us.
Intercourse them.
There's these two things, Raw Stooges Volumes 1 and Volume 2. They're expensive. Don't buy them. They're rip-offs. They're just the tracks from the first two albums slowed down, some echo added, and it's supposed to supposedly demos. They're not. It's fake. There's the Live at the Whiskey. That's pretty good. There's also a 12-inch single that has the live. That has one cut from that, She Creatures of Hollywood Hills, which is astounding. And it's got Open Up and Bleed, which they left off the album. It's like $10. You're paying $10 for one song on that 12-inch, so you got to... just depends on your budget there,
that
folks.
Open Up and Bleed's on something else.
It's also on a single. Yeah, there's a bootleg single of it around. So if you have that single, you don't need it. Same version. Anyway, what
there
else do we got here? A little more news.
Few more nudes.
Well, you know, we won't make too much of a comment on the Tawana Brawley thing, but
no, it's just getting trouble.
Reverend Al was arrested, which was right out in front of Kix magazine headquarters, where our pals Billy and Miriam live, he did have an amazing quote. For 8 months they had nothing. Now they're saying that Tawana did it to herself. We will stop this town every week until you learn how to respect the African queens who live among you.
Like Escarita.
Yep. And what else is going on? I got something. You guys got something?
Go with it.
Koch plan would tax illegal drugs. Bozo the mayor, better ideas for better living. He wants, in an unusual move against drug trafficking, the Koch administration said yesterday that it would seek a law requiring people possessing illegal drugs to buy city-issued tax stamps. These drugs would be required to go to the city's finance department and purchase stamps that would cost up to $200 per gram of various illicit narcotics. This is so stupid. When some junkie's gonna like go register his little bundle of smack before he shoots up and pay. Get real, Ed. Those drugs would be required to... Oh, yeah, Bo. Anyway, it's like supposedly you can anonymously register your drugs and pay tax on it.
Yeah, well, see, basically Ed's going into vice.
Right.
Which the other
leads us into our next story. City closes theater over unsafe sex. This theater on Little Love. Gay porn theater on 14th Street. Health inspectors spotted 67 separate instances of anal and oral sex involving 117 individuals. So you can do the math on that one, folks, at home. Mm-hmm. In the theater, its lounges and adjacent cubicles, the city has asked for $1,000 in civil damages for each incident of illicit sexual activity. That makes Bozo the pimp.
Bozo
the mayor becomes Bozo the pimp.
Partitions with small holes. In graphic terms, the inspector's affidavits describe oral and anal sexual activities that they said took place in the theater's main seating area and in a dark lounge fitted with 7 cubicles and partitions containing small holes to accommodate anonymous contact.
How many city officials have been seen leaving the place?
Anonymous. Look in the book, it's pimping.
Right. Anyway, we got anything up from the Hollywood beat?
Hollywood.
Yeah, but I think Deirdre from Spin is in the other lounge. There she is.
Deirdre with the holiday news.
Speak. All right. We've got some Tinseltown news here. In fact, there's a couple of items, so... Uh-huh. That's always fun. All right. One of them... This is sort of an open question, although it has been printed in places. Brian Wilson and Joan Rivers seem dating. I mean, this is, of course, you know, other people's perception of what a date is. Now, you know...
Put the dog along with them?
That's, well, I don't know if the dog's been seen, but, well, yeah, they probably go shopping together, but
looking
of course...
for a drool bucket for Bri.
Brian's take on all this is she's a nice lady. I mean, that's this whole thing. Joan, of course, has been through a lot together. They can relate to each other. They've been in pain, you know, et cetera.
Somewhere Murray Wilson and Edgar are smiling.
Me and Radio Hound Advance Man Bill Perkins went to that thing at the whatchamacallit, the Hard Rock, and Joan was in fact there. But there also was this high tech babe who insisted on being served something quote fresh end quote from the buffet.
She's his beard though.
Is that right?
Yeah, the blonde's the beard. Oh. Joan is a lot. Joan's got more maturity. You know, she can. Yeah.
Wow, that's some heavy duty gossip.
Yeah. So, and then the next thing is keeping in with the Jerry Lee Lewis tribute. Dennis Quaid is starring in Great Balls of Fire. He's soon to be out. I guess in the spring or something.
Eek.
Well, he's under Jerry Lee's tutelage to become, you know, pick up some tips from Jerry.
Better, but not much than Mickey Rourke, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a toss-up, I guess. But Dennis has been seen accompanying Jerry to, you know, various parties so he can, like, pick up the, you know, the speed of Jerry's lifestyle.
And so to speak.
So, yeah, to be taken literally. So, anyway, they went to a party together, rumor has it, and Dennis had to stop consuming as much alcohol as Jerry because, you know, he was getting too smashed. And Jerry said, you slime, you know, you can't be like me if you can't keep up and drink as fast as I can. So, in his he slipped him a Mickey, which knocked him out, and then they all sat around and made fun of Dennis while he was, you know, passed out. Like, this guy's going to play me?
There you go.
And there you have it.
The killer rocks on.
That's the Tinseltown news.
Speaking of the killer.
Oh, they threw a rock and roll party on his last birthday.
Legal ID time. WFMU, East Orange.
Here we are.
Yes. Anyway, so let's go on with this Jerry Lee tribute.
We smell the
darkness. We bring you now to the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany.
Where yeah!
Little Brucci has a week-long stand next week.
And I'd like to see, baby,
If you ain't got something by the end, you ain't gonna get nothing, I guarantee you. I ain't begging. No. I want you to shake. You better shake now. You better shake it, baby. Woo! Yeah, yeah. And let's go one time. Shake! Wait a second.
Some little crew. Was it come all over or come on over?
I don't be stupid.
Well, I've listened to it many, many times.
You ought to listen to it. You know that's a ridiculous question, Killer, even if you give me the shirt.
Okay.
Now think about it. Now come on. Let's be serious. I'm serious, but I ain't being smart.
Well, I listened to it and listened to it and listened to it. That's what it... Okay.
Say it to me one more time, because I don't know what... Lay it on me. What'd you say?
Okay. Is it come all over or come on over?
Come on over. Well, let me think about it. Come all over. It ain't that, is it?
Well, you would know.
Well, now, wait a minute. I've never been approached with this question before, brother. Let me think about it here. I mean, you may absolutely have a point there that I've not recognized before in this record. Maybe I did say that somewhere in there. Come on over. Come on over. I've never thought of it that way, I don't guess. Now, maybe I said that. I'm thinking to get a record. Let's do it now. Really? I don't know. I did say hell in it. I bet you didn't know that. Well, hell, how's it come on? You know, they banded it on reason for that. And stand it in one little spot and wiggle it around a little bit. And it should have been banded. Should have never released it. Easy to say now, ain't it? No, it's the greatest record I've ever had out in my life. A whole lot of shaking going on. It's come on over, baby. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, baby. Baby, it can't be wrong. I ain't faking. A whole lot of shaking going on. I got chicken in the barn. Whose barn? What barn? My barn. I even got the bull by the horn. Of course, that's me, the bull. Come on, baby. What's going on?
But it didn't end there for you.
Come all over.
Help me, Mr. Fire, please. You know I'm burning from my head to my knees. I'm a flame with such a burning desire. The little girl sets my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. Woo-woo. A cup. I'm on fire. And I when my baby kisses me, I start shaking like a ship on a stormy sea. And when I hear her say, I'm gonna love you each minute of the day, I start to roast.
coast, just like coast to east. Let Mr. Fireman please, you know from burning from my head to my knees. I'm a flame with such a burning desire. That little girl sets my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. Ooh, 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 I'm on fire.
And it ain't for money. It ain't for nothing like that, sir. It's strictly for love music, and I love my fans, and I'm going to work my butt off for them when I can. I love country music. I love rock music, blues music, classic music, and beautiful women, good liquor. I don't dig dope. Can't buy it no more anyway. Took it all off market, you know. God bless his soul, Mr. Nixon. But make a long story short, it don't really make no difference what I say. People are going to believe what they want to anyway. And if they don't like it, they can kiss my ass. And I love them anyway. And don't kiss my ass, baby. Kiss my lips, because I'm here to stay. Rockin' Jerry Lee. I'm a mother humper of them all, baby. I'm talking to you out there. You good-looking woman. How many women you got in this town I'm at?
2 million.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to say it's a pleasure, a great honor to be back at the fabulous, most beautiful, I mean really swinging, Star Club. All right. Yeah. You better open up, honey, get your lover boy me that's nagging. You better listen to me, sugar roller, catch the red, the high school, the rocket. Honey, get your bobbing shoes, so that you can box the blows a few. Got everybody hopping, everybody bopping, bopping in the high school house.
Sell sewing machines, Jerry, door to door? Huh? There's a good one for you.
He knows everything about me. Who told you that? Did Nicky tell you? I'm gonna kill him if he did. He did, didn't he? Wait till I see him. Yeah, I did. I sold sewing machines. So what about that now? So I got in jail doing it too. But I was wrong. I wasn't wrong for selling sewing machines. I was wrong for selling the way I did that one. I said, hi folks, I'm Jerry Lee Lewis from Atlas Sewing Center out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I'd like to say you're a winner this week of $50 off on a great sewing machine. The sewing machine of them all, baby. And she said, I'm sorry, my husband's gone to work. I ain't got $10 to pay down on. I said, wait a minute, lady. I'll take you down to the grocery store. You can borrow it. Your husband paid back next week. And by that time, I'd done sold through 3 tin cans without even breaking a needle. That's right. I was good on that thing. And she bought it. Went on down the street, this old colored lady bought one. She said, oh, Lord, Mr. Lewis, I ain't got no money to buy no sewing machine. Well, I said, honey, it's just $10 for federal tax. That's all. Just sign right here. Which was a contract. That was wrong. And he said, you're gonna pay all your wrongdoing, Jerry Lee. But I'll never make that same mistake again. Next time I won't lose the contract.
Thank you very much.
Now I got to have a tape there, because that's a hit.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to say we're so happy to be back in the marvelous, beautiful town of Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you very, very much. We'd like to do a song for you now. I'll kind of maybe slow it down a little bit. I'd like to say we're cutting a live album here tonight, and I may be doing some songs here that you've never heard me do before, and you may never hear me do them again after tonight. But anyway, I'll guarantee you one thing. We'll have a whole lot of shaking going on. You just stick around. I'll show you something here in a few minutes. Talk about it one time. Yeah. Here's one we hope you enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you're familiar with this song, a great one that'll never die. Charlie Rich tune, one entitled, Who Will the Next Who Be? Get rid of me. Who will the next fool be? Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know. There's things I gotta know about the girl I love so. After all is said and done, you won't be satisfied with anyone. So after you get rid of me, who will the next fool be? Be satisfied, honey, if you had Elvis Presley. So after you get rid of me, who will the next fool be? I've got to know about the girl I love so. After all Gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that great song. Who will the next fool be? I'm sure that it will probably be me. I'll guarantee.
Well, it's a real thing in the back of your mind, but you hope to define is a real thing. Well, it's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it should be.
No Bricks, this is the Hound, the devil's son-in-law, and we're still celebrating Jerry Lee Lewis's birthday. We'll be probably for the rest of the show. That's Jerry Lee from the Star Club down the line. We heard Who Will the Next Fool Be from the greatest live show on earth, High School Confidential, a whole lot of shaking. Those are also at the Star Club, and On Fire, the best thing he did on all the time he was on Smash. And what else is there left to say about Jerry Lee? Except for here's a good party game. You get the Live at the Star Club album, you smoke a bunch of pot, and try to count how many times he says his own name.
Is it dramatic reading time yet?
Yes, it is.
Do we nix that idea?
I don't know. Is
Deirdre from Spin here?
Deirdre is going to do a dramatic reading from the Myra Gale Lewis book, which is
a very great
book. Myra Gale, she wrote her memoirs of Jerry Lee. What's the thing called again? Great Balls of Fire. By Myra Gale Lewis. It might still be in print. She sells real estate in Atlanta now.
Century
21 representative. Myra Gale Lewis, and author. And our friend Deirdre will do a dramatic reading.
I'm feeling 13. That's right.
Let's take us back to Myra Gale at age 13. She's just about to marry Jerry Lee Lewis.
Forget it, she
21.
Said. Let's go home. It was still early in the evening when they returned from their abbreviated date. Lois and Jay were gone, and Myra and Jerry found themselves alone with nothing to do. Myra put Jerry's music on the phonograph, casting Elvis aside, which she knew would gratify her cousin. He smiled. She smiled back. He placed her hand in his and led her down the hallway to her bedroom, his guest room. As he prompted her gently towards the bed, she recalled memories of Woodall when Jerry asked her, "Have you ever done it?" Capital I.
Done what?
She nodded, not meaning the way in which Jerry imagined, creating an everlasting misunderstanding between them. He believed her to be experienced, but never learned the nature of her darkest secret. She waited and watched his expression while she had admitted her flaw. She could have scared him, scarred him, by running away, but the fear which he anticipated failed to appear. Worse for him was that she stood motionless as a mannequin, a mixed look of anguish and doubt tempering her silent plea for relief from the burden that had frustrated her for so long, neither encouraging nor guarding against his advances. It was either sweep her off her feet or ask permission. And succumbing to overpowering desire, Jerry drew Myra into a deep embrace. To the beat of his music, to the beat of two hearts, the house was filled with release, relief, and restoration. And Myra lay awake through many long nights wondering, what am I going to do now?
What's the publisher? This is a, it's a really good book. It's every bit as good as Hellfire in its own way.
Oh my God, I'm hot.
Anyway,
you
see this?
Thank you. I got to leave.
Great Balls of Fire: The Uncensored Story of Jerry Lee Lewis by Myra Gale Lewis with Murray Silver, and that's one of these published. Quill Publishing,
right, Madison
105
Avenue.
Madison Avenue.
But you can see it in, celluloid soon, so that's all right.
Yeah, but it won't be as good.
Not the same.
Definitely won't be as good. You got
We got some more.
We got some more news,
yeah,
actually,
news.
Some late breaking news.
Equal but different, Deirdre.
The women's.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, I thank the Pope.
She's got the
story. I do. I thank him. I thank him for that, I'll tell you. Because, you know, a girl just doesn't know these days what kind of vocation she can find. Secretary, receptionist, data processor.
UN translator.
The Pope has it figured out just right for us, Deirdre. Yeah, listen to this.
No problem.
A woman's vocation, he says, lies in devoting herself to other people, either through motherhood or spiritual motherhood, in which a woman chooses long-term virginity to focus on a mission of service.
That makes me feel
kind of
a
contradiction in terms, virginity and a mission of service.
Yo, JP.
I get it. Yeah, JP. JP.
I know, he's one of my boys.
The Polish Pope, folks.
He's a poet. What do you expect?
Polish.
Hey, you guineas, get off of my lawn. Anyways, anybody got any other thing to say, or should we go back into
a smokeless cigarette I could bum from you?
A smokeless cigarette?
Smokeless. Oh, no, the R.J. Reynolds Company do. The R.J. Reynolds Company, tobacco company, has announced that beginning October 1st, consumers can purchase Premieres. I like the sound of that name. It's classy. A new smokeless cigarette.
I'm in love with your daughter.
What do you think? Yeah.
Premieres.
I'll be the first to buy. Yes, there's something else we can spend our money on.
No,
I think I'll stick to Camel.
Listen, this not
secondhand smoke is the best kind.
Yeah, the thing about not smoking on an airplane is terrifying. I had to take a flight back from Boston, like a half-hour flight.
I can breathe air for free.
Woo!
And I can buy a cigarette.
Anyways, we got about a half hour left to kill. Let's go back into our Jerry Lee trip.
Yeah.
And, where does this thing pick up? We're
going to
pick him up again back in Birmingham, Alabama, with everybody's favorite What I Say, Part 2.
Oh, yeah.
or something like that.
What I say then? It's gonna get good in a minute. Easy now, honey. easy. Honey, it's so good. You know, sometimes you just have to take time out and relax a little bit and enjoy it. Yeah, easy now. I'm gonna tell you a little story, baby. There's something happened to old Jerry Lee a while back. Well, would you believe a few weeks back? Would you believe about 3 hours? Anyway, I was sitting up on top of this levee down in Louisiana. We got a levee down there, you know. And that's where we always park. I got this 1935 Ford. And I was sitting up there with the top down on it. It was a convertible, by the way. Don't you know? I had the radio wide open. I had this sweet little thing in my arm. Would you believe that? And I had her in my arms. And I looked down in the big blue eyes of hers. It could have been brown eyes, I'm not for sure. It was dark. But anyway, I looked at her and I said, Jean. About 10 minutes later, she looked back up at me and she said, oh! And would you believe, 15 minutes later, she said, Now, would you believe 5 minutes later, I'm a fast worker, don't you see? I said, deep. That means good. Anyway, I looked at her and I said, honey, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher, a little bit higher. Little bit higher, a little bit higher. Oh, a little bit higher, little bit higher. Little bit higher, little bit higher. Little bit higher, baby, little bit higher. Woo-hoo, gotta be a little, gonna be a little, be a little, little, be a little, gonna be a little, gotta be a little, gonna be a little, little, be a little. Woo, it's going to be a little. A little bit higher, baby. A little bit higher, baby. A little bit higher, baby. A
very strange. I walked in, I see all these cats standing around, had real long hair and everything, and first thing I said, well, I have made a mistake by coming over here, you know. This is ridiculous, you know. And I sat down at the piano and put the earphones on, and I started to record, and I noticed these kids, there wasn't no one of them smoking any pot. There wasn't no one of them taking any pills. They were clean. They were real nice. And the greatest musicians I ever heard. I was sitting over there. I was having a drink. But that's about all that happened. And so I was very surprised.
Oh, but no, headstone on my grave. All my life, I've been a slave. On the whole wide world to know. Here lies a man that loved his soul. Mama, mama, don't you cry. Come on, don't cry. I'm gonna meet you in the by-and-by. In the sweet by-and-by. Hell, Papa, I'm coming home. Coming home. God, it can't be very long. No headstone on my grave. Oh, my life, I've a bit of faith. Wanna hold my world to know. Yeah, I'm the step that led me through. Mama, 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 don't you cry. Lord, I'm gonna meet you in the by and by. You're gonna speak by and by. Hell, Papa, I'm coming home, coming on home. Oh, God, it can't be very long. And you know something, I want the world to know. Here lies a stud that loved this woman so. Mama, mama, don't you cry. Mama, don't cry. I'm gonna meet you in the by and by. In the sweet by and by. Hell, Papa, I'm coming home. You know it can't be very long. One more time. Don't put a headstone on my grave. All my life I've been a slave. I want the whole wide world to know. Here lies a man that loved, I don't put no headstone on my grave. All my life I'ma be your slave. Woo! Oh, the whole wide world knows. Here lies a man that loved you so. Mama, 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 don't you cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry,
'cause I'm on a busy working by, and the speed by, hell, the papa, I'm coming home, coming all home. And you know something, neighbors? Oh God, it can't be very long. Don't put a headstone on my grave. I want a monument. This is the killer speaking, darling. Oh!
Do you get it? Oh. I like mine cut right there and then. I mean, you know, give it all to me. I don't like overdubbing. You just don't get the same feel, the soul that you can put in it, that you get from even from the musicians. That's where it's at, man. Do it there. I mean, how you gonna, if you're making love to a woman, you can't overdub it. You gotta make love then. You don't do it later. You can't phone it in.
Payday nights and painted women, they do strange things to me. But when the party's over and the good is all she sees, though I let her down, she still comes around to love what's left of me. 6 days out of 7, I work hard at doing right. But believe me, you could set your watch at me on Friday night. I'm lucky that she understands the fool that lives in me. Though I let her down, she still comes around to love what's left of me. The way that I'm living now, it's a wonder she can take it. That woman's got a heart of gold, and it's killing me to break it. I know I don't deserve her, but I'm thankful as can be. Though I let her down, she still comes around to love what's left of me. Though I let her down, she still comes around to love what's left of me.
A few drinks, you know, we were carrying on, cutting up, and we did. We tore this club, you know, nice club in Asheville, North Carolina, and we tore this place all to pieces, jukebox, everything, and we just decided we wanted to tear it up, and we just carrying on, you know, a bunch of foolishness. And he said, I've always wanted to tear up a club, you know. I said, well, you know, I have too. And we tore it up, had to fix it back the next day. It was fun. Well, I've had a lot of good times, sad times, bad times, you want to say. But the good Lord's been good to me. I've been very successful, and I've enjoyed myself. Love my music. Love my women. A few drinks. Well, I mean, I love my women. I don't mean, you know, I'm not the wrong kind of person, don't get me wrong, I didn't mean it that way. Well, I guess I do love my women.
Morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. Yes, it is. Sunshine, standing quietly at my door.
the dawn. My heart is silently breaking, and with my tears they will. Lord, I've seen the pity that's in their eyes. They can never understand. It's her sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, babies pack her soft things, and she's left me, she's left me, she's left me. And I know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. Goodbye. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye. Goodbye, baby.
The people were very narrow-minded, and they didn't know me. They didn't know my feelings. I mean, who knows my feelings, you know? Who knows anybody's feelings, what they want? You know, as long as they really don't do something wrong. And I think their private life is really their own life. I don't care what a person does in his private life. It's nobody's business. I mean, who can cast the first stone, you know? I can't tell you what to do. I can't tell you who to marry. If it's your third cousin or second cousin or what, you know. I can't tell you this. Who knows? But I don't hold any grudges against anybody. I knew I'd come back. I just knew I would. I just had that feeling. If it hadn't have happened, I wouldn't have a lovely daughter 10 years old now. So really, it was worth it just for that. I got a boy 18 years old by first marriage. I have a little daughter 13 months old.
Yeah. you dog a boy, you don't know what you dog. Oh, I'm a mammy, damn it, mother, humming, getting nervous, hold on, I'm rocking, rocking my life away. I like a rock and roll, I'm not sure here to stay.
I just don't know. I guess complete happiness, if I can ever find that, I'll be all right. I don't know. I just try to do the best I can. I would like to really find, I think everybody else would, as a matter of fact, real. I mean, we search and we make all the money. We make, have a beautiful home. We have Lincolns, Cadillacs, airplanes, and the whole works, you know? And then you're miserable. So if I can ever find what becomes after that. Well, this would be really a complete Christian. If a person was to go to church and really be a full-fledged servant of God, I believe that would be the only real true happiness. It takes a strong person to do it, you know.
Thank you.
This is the Hound. That just about wraps it up. Jerry Lee Lewis, happy birthday.
And who will play this old piano when he's gone? Literally, Lionel Richie, Billy Joel? She. And we heard Rockin' My Life Away. She even woke up to say goodbye. She still comes around. No headstone on my grave. And What I Say, Part 2.
Folks, I'm here to apologize. Dan and I were not able to prepare our dramatic reading from Catch My Soul, but maybe we'll get to that next year.
Maybe. Anyway, we'd like to thank everybody in height order. Deidre. Elizabeth. Il Bruce on his way to Germany to show some discipline. The Denster. Andy. The bartender. And into the good Lord's will and the crypt don't rise, we'll be back next week. Laureus is up next. This guy's playing at the Lone Star Monday. Our pal, Lazy Lester.
Remember, folks, you'll never drink alone.
I hear you calling. I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, calling and calling my name. No use of crying. You did the lying. You tried to cheat, baby, you're to blame. But it's no use, baby.